The way the old woman asked so pointedly, Nozomi didn't even hesitate before answering.
I'm 12.
The old woman shook her head and murmured something under her breath. It sounded like, that can't be. Nozomi felt shy for no real reason and lowered her eyes. When she saw the woman's worn-out shoes, she somehow felt like she had said something wrong. She looked away from her feet and added,
But I only just turned.
After remaining silent for a moment, the woman asked, her face tense,
Do you have an elder sister?
When Nozomi shook her head and answered that she only had a younger brother, the woman looked disappointed. Then she started to walk away, but turned on her heel and came back. The clinging look in the old woman's eyes frightened Nozomi, but she was rooted to the spot.
How old is your mother?
She's 42.
Upon hearing her reply, the woman took a hard look at Nozomi's face. Suddenly, there were tears forming in her eyes. Nozomi was startled, and the old woman apologized repeatedly,
I'm sorry,
as she fairly fled into the darkness. Dumbfounded, Nozomi watched her go. On their way home, Nozomi's grandma was walking with some friends from the neighborhood. Her mother, walking a few paces behind them, seemed to be pondering something. Nozomi's mother had a more or less sunny personality, but when she was alone, she tended to read books and lose herself in thought. When Nozomi was little, she often felt, Mommy's not here right now. She would get impatient and whine. Now that she was older, she was capable of giving her mother some space when her mind was elsewhere. But this time, she couldn't help but start a conversation. The shock of her interaction with the old woman still hadn't worn off.
Ah, that was freaky.
What happened? Her mother inquired absentmindedly. When Nozomi told her about the strange old woman, she stopped in her tracks. Nozomi stopped, too.
And then she asked me, Do you have an elder sister? How old is your mother?
How old is your mother?
Her mother simply repeated, but she set off walking again at a quick clip. Hurrying to catch up to her, Nozomi commented jokingly,
I must look like someone she knows. Or maybe you do?
Everyone said she looked just like her mother, but Nozomi wondered if that was really true. Her mother's face was slender, while hers was round. Whenever she mentioned that, though, her mother would reply, I had chubby cheeks when I was your age, and smile. But now, instead of smiling, she said in a quiet voice, There are still so many people looking for someone in Hiroshima. That was true. Nozomi sometimes saw a man catching up to someone and grabbing their arm, or a woman peering into the face of every person who passed by. The morning of the atomic bomb, more than 70,000 people were lost in an instant. Nozomi and her friends learned in their peace studies class that those people truly just vanished. The temperature at ground zero rose to over 7,000 degrees, boiling blood and melting flesh. One person's shadow was even burned into stone steps. Still, listening to her teacher, reading testimonies, seeing pictures, and visiting the Peace Memorial Museum, Nozomi had a hard time believing that something like that had really happened. Could people really vanish in an instant, leaving behind only a shadow? It was difficult to imagine. Surely everyone felt that way, which was why so many people couldn't believe their loved ones were gone and continued looking for them to this day. They clung to the idea that their family members, sweethearts, and friends had survived and were still out there somewhere.
That old lady must have been looking for someone too, said Nozomi.
Someone who looks a lot like you.
But it happened 25 years ago, right?
Mid-question, Nozomi noticed her mother's face. She looked awfully pale, even though it was the kind of summer night that made you sweaty standing still.